I'd like to say good morning. I'm wondering if I have a church on this morning. If so, and you are of the redeemed of the Lord, then say amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, it's Job who said in his 14th chapter and at verse number 1, that man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. It seems that this year, the year of 2020, is serious about calling souls away into eternity. And no doubt many family members, especially family members that worship here, they're feeling the weight of that pain. There's Sister Cynthia Patrick, who recently funeralized her brother-in-law and now is in the process of funeralizing a cousin. There was Brother Mike McCullough, who recently funeralized his brother. We have Brother James Epps, who is in the process of funeralizing a cousin. I believe it was Brother Carrington who recently lost his mother. And also we know about Sister Velma Fenner, funeralized her daughter. And recently there's been a loss in Sister Christine Barlow's family, that of her oldest daughter a couple days ago. Brother James Green, he's recently funeralized his aunt, and now we understand that Brother Green is in the hospital. And perhaps there are others that I don't readily recollect within the first 54 days of this year. For this reason, the lesson I intended to present on this morning, I decided to put it on hold. On hold that my preference is to present something to God's people that hopefully you'll find encouraging, something that you will find motivating as you continue to look towards heaven. You know, there's a song that, if you don't mind, I want you to sing along with me. It's on page 484, entitled When Morning Comes.
Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand now all the ways that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. But He'll guide us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we will understand it better by and by. Brother and by, oh, when the morning comes, now children of the saints of my God are gathering home, and we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we will understand it better by and by. Now we are often destitute of the things that life demands, the one of shelter and the food, thirsty hills and barren land, but we're trusting in the Lord and according to His word, and we will understand it better by and by, brother and by. stand by. Oh, when the morning comes, now children hark, the saints of my God are gathering home, and we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we will understand it better by and by. Temptations are hid, snares, for they often make us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed, and for resort this word or deed, and we wonder why the test for when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by, brother and by. But oh, when the morning comes, now children the saints of my God are gathering home, and we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we will understand it better by and by, brother and by and by. Oh, when the morning comes, now children the saints of my God are gathering home, and we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we will understand it better by and by.
If you have a copy of God's Word, you'll turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14, and we will commence with verse number 1, and we will carry through to verse number 13. Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 through 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pahath-roth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-zephon, before it shall ye encamped by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people, and they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him, and he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with an high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and he overtook them in camping by the sea, besides Pahath-roth, before Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been far better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Want to use as a subject title, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. I heard it said that there are two guarantees in life, and perhaps you yourself have heard it. The two guarantees are taxes and death. Having lived any appreciable amount of time, we can certainly agree that both are true. But life also comes with its ups and its downs. Life comes with its opportunities and its challenges. And it's challenges that often ignite uncertainty, and uncertainty, fear. For when there is fear, there is distressed emotion. Emotion that's aroused by impending danger, evil, or pain, regardless of whether the threat is real or imagined. So here we have Israel at the edge of the wilderness, a stage or two more that would have brought them to Horeb, the place appointed for their serving of God. But instead of going forward, Moses, he follows God's instructions by changing the course in which God's people were traveling and marched towards the Red Sea. In verse number 10, we have here, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel, they lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel, they cried out unto the Lord. You know, oftentimes when we're confronted with trouble and there seems to be no way out, we want to cry to the Lord. We'll say things such as, Lord, have mercy. Or, Lord, I need your help and I need it right now. Then they turned against Moses and they complained, Moses, why did you bring us here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves in Egypt? Remember, where there is fear, there is a distressed emotion that's aroused by impending danger, evil, or pain, regardless of whether the threat is real or whether the threat is imagined. And they continued to ask Moses the question, Moses, why did you make us leave? Didn't we tell you to leave us alone while we were still in Egypt? Our Egyptian slavery was far better than dying out here in the wilderness. But the plan that Moses received was not the plan of Moses. the plan that Moses received was of the plan of God. And oftentimes we have a tendency to want to do things our way, regardless of what anyone else has to say. If it's not our way, it's the highway. But I want you to know that it's a good idea always to check and see what God has to say. For his plan of direction for our lives may be totally and altogether different from the course that we have chosen. There's an expression. The expression is, it can't get out of your own way. Which simply implies that our habits, our behavior, our feelings, our personal problems, etc., they are the obstacles that are in front of us that is keeping us, that is hindering us from achieving our own personal goals. Jeremiah, he lets us know in the 10th chapter and verse number 23 that, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself, for it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. God, sometimes he allows difficulties in the way of the salvation of his people, that he may get the glory of subduing and helping them overcome. But Moses, in spite of the people's reaction, he states to them, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." When your days seem cloudy and you're wondering if the sun will ever shine again, I stop by to tell you to fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When the enemy is all around and your friends are nowhere to be found, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When you're standing at the crossroad in your life and don't know which way you ought to turn, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When it's hard for you to say that you're doing okay, when you're trying to hide the pain that's on your face, fear ye not. Stand still and see the power and the salvation of the Lord. For David, he declares in the 27th division of Psalms, at verse number 1, he said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord, he protects me from danger. So why should I tremble? And when evil people come to destroy me, when the enemies and the foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will know no fear. Even if they attack me, I remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord," and it's the same thing that you and I today that we should ask of the Lord, and that is, "the thing I seek the most is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." Delighting in the Lord, delighting in his perfections, and meditating in his temple. Paul, he continues to write in Romans chapter 8 and in verse number 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall it be trouble, hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." And Paul says in verse number 38 that, "I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." to him that overcomes. Jesus has made acknowledge of various rewards that he shall receive. To him that overcomes, Jesus says that I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God, Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 7. To him that overcometh, I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it, Revelation 2:17. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, Revelation 2 and verse number 26. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed with white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels, Revelation chapter 3 and at verse number 5. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne, Revelation chapter 3 and at verse number 21. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 7. Those of us who have been baptized into Christ, we have come too far to turn back now. God has given us the power to tread over Satan and sin. So we cannot turn back now. All we need to do is fear not and stand still, that we might see the salvation of the Lord. On this morning, if you realize that your trust is lacking, if you realize that you have been fearful, emotionally stressed by the events that transpired in your life, resolve this morning that you will stand still and that you will let God do his work. And if you do so, and if you acknowledge before this assembly that is your request, then we will pray together on your behalf. But perhaps you're with us also on this morning and you have not been born, that is, you have not been born by the blood of Christ. Through baptism, he awaits with open arms on this morning. All you need to do is hear his word, which you've done according to John chapter 6 and verse number 45. Believe the same, Hebrews chapter 11 and 6. Come with a repentant heart, Luke chapter 13 and 3, and confess before this assembly that you believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 32. Accept baptism, accept that you will be obedient, not only going forth, but through the remainder of your lives. As recorded in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38, if you're subject to the invitation, then come together as we together stand and sing the song that has been selected.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight.